News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, going to continue this theme of talking about the situation up in Kentucky. And if you, by the way, want to call in, I'd love to hear some of your response. I'd love to hear, by the way, if any of you experienced this level of devastation, what it was like for you in the personal recovery. But also, for that matter, if you maybe were a member of a National Guard or a first responder, and what you remember responding to a natural disaster. I mean, we've got some experience in this audience. I know it for a fact. So consider calling in and telling me about it. 866-494-9866. Phone lines are open. 866-494-9866. Before I go on any further, though, let me just take a pause, tell you real quick about Otter Creek Farm. Folks, I'm just telling you, if you have not checked it out yet, you've got to. Otter Creek Farm is an amazing place right here in North Alabama. Just one look at their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. It'll show you real quickly why they were featured in Garden and Gun magazine, why people fly in from Europe to spend time there, why it's become a wedding destination. It's an event location where you can hold corporate retreats and meetings. You can also just go there for the culinary experience because their chefs are amazing. But if you like wing shooting, which is what they were originally founded for, hunting pheasant and quail, they've got the guides, the guns, the dogs. They've got all of it. Hundreds of manicured acres. Beautiful place. And don't, by the way, don't think it's so priced out of range you can't possibly do it. Even though Donald Trump Jr. stayed there not long ago for a hunt, everybody, common folks like me, can do it. So just head out there. Charlene and I go out there all the time. Otter Creek Farm. Their website is OtterCreekFarmstead.com. All right, call in if you want to, 866-494-9866. Let me just tell you, when the 2011 tornadoes happened, I was serving in the state legislature, in the state Senate. We were actually in the Senate chambers when we began getting, you know, the indications of inclement weather. And then it ramped up, and then it really began to ramp up. And then I remember hearing, Lord, this tornado's touching down in Tuscaloosa. Well, I lived, you know, in Gadsden in northeast Alabama, so that wasn't in my district. But then what became apparent was it was a long-track tornado, and it was not slowing down. Do you remember the situation? Tuscaloosa just got mauled, and then it began to move on. I had a friend. She worked for the state legislature. She was one of the staffers there, and she was literally on the phone with her daughter, who was a student in Tuscaloosa, who the last thing she heard her daughter say was, Mama, it's here. And then, you know, the sounds of devastation on the phone went dead. Her daughter survived, but she was sitting in a closet in her apartment when everything got torn up around her. And it was like that all across the state, and it made its way to my section of Alabama over in the Gadsden area. Etowah County, which was kind of interesting. So my Senate district included Etowah, Cherokee, DeKalb, and St. Clair counties. And it was kind of weird. I told Charlene later, if you looked at the map, it was like the tornado split. It was one long track, and then as it got to my district, it split into two, and it went in a Y shape around both sides of my district. Literally, I think there was only about a mile or two of my actual district that got touched by the tornado. We became the only place in northeast Alabama where you could buy gas for a while, with all the devastation. But I mean, but it wreaked havoc everywhere, to include just, I mean, literally 5 minutes away from where I live, which was just outside my lines of my district. But there was complete devastation. I remember going out with State Senator Del Marsh to tour some of the damage. And we drove around, and I met this older man who had been in his little house just out in the country over in Calhoun County. And Calhoun borders where I lived, and we were talking to him, and he's standing there the day after, and he's telling us with kind of a dull tone to his voice, but he's telling us how he had been literally standing at the window, looking outside. His wife was behind him on the living room floor, kneeling and praying. And he said that he saw it, he turned back to her, and next thing he knows, he remembers the house disappeared around him. He woke up in a farm field about 100 yards away from the house, and his wife was laying dead next to him. And he was standing there telling us his story the next day. Folks, it's amazing what tornadoes do. There were two people who were swept out of their house, knocked unconscious. One lived and the other didn't. And you see it. There's pictures right now in Kentucky. I saw one of a library that had been destroyed. The building was gone. There were still shelves sitting on the bookshelves. How does that even happen? I don't get it. But it does things to people's lives that you don't even picture. I mean, we all picture things like they lost their house, they lost their car. The place where they work is destroyed. What do they do? Their church is torn down. Maybe they lost lives or loved ones. But then you begin to find things in the aftermath like they lost their Social Security card. They lost their prescriptions. You know, you have situations where the documents that they rely upon for government services, maybe their Social Security disability check, something else that they rely upon to be able to do the things they do to make a living, that they're all gone. And so the aftermath of this can sometimes be as devastating as the incident itself, because you have to put the lives back together. So I want to encourage you to think about something here. In this audience, I know the kind of people that listen to this show. I mean, so many of you call in and we talk on the air, but then I also meet people out in the community and I get the emails and the social media contacts. And yeah, some don't like my political opinions, but I have yet to meet anyone who I would consider to be unresponsive to people who are in need, like what we're seeing in Kentucky and Arkansas and others. And so I would encourage you to find that means by which you might be able to support. And I, when I ask that, I'm not going to give you any one place where I think you should. Some of you, it's a matter of prayer, because you're prayer warriors, and I know you'll get down on your knees and pray for people and intercede on their behalf. For others, it's a matter of you don't have the time or the ability to go to Kentucky to do something. But you can maybe commit some of your own personal resources. And there's some great organizations, and I want to encourage you, look for a real one, all right? Like, for instance, Charlene and I, we attend Church of the Highlands. Highlands has a disaster response team that literally has whole truckloads that are always on standby, and they load up and they go. And when the time comes for an incident, I guarantee you they're already on the ground. They've been on the ground already, and they're out there cutting trees and removing limbs and restoring hope as best they can and bringing supplies. Find an organization, whether it be through a church, through an organization like Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham's organization, which is definitely on the ground, and consider maybe supporting them in their efforts, because what they do ain't cheap, but what they do so well. And so consider whether there's a role or a part you could play in that. Because, folks, I'm just telling you, what we're seeing right now, this is expected to be declared eventually as the longest long-track tornado on record. 200 miles. Literally, you could drive from Huntsville to Montgomery. 200 miles. Actually, it's probably further than that. I'm just telling you, the length, the width of our state, really. Can you imagine tornadoes traveling that long, wreaking this level of destruction? I'm looking at articles right now, some of the reporting, you know, FEMA reporting here in a Fox report. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is in Kentucky and saying that they expect the death toll to be the highest among the states that were hit. Of course, it just it's been amazing. They've had several mass casualty events. They had a candle factory where the staff was still, because they're making Christmas candles. That was their gig. They're making all these major candles for major candle suppliers. And they were on 24-hour shifts at the candle factory, and well over 100 employees, of which I believe 8 are still missing. 8 have been killed, and 90 have been accounted for. So what's that, 106? They had 106 employees. 90 are alive and located. 8 are still missing somewhere in the rubble, they believe. 8 were confirmed dead. One company. You had an Amazon warehouse, one of those Amazon fulfillment centers, they call them. Over 100 people on duty, because it's Christmas season. Packages are going left and right, and literally, the place was destroyed. I mean, the candle factory, the Amazon fulfillment center, and so many other places leveled. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like gone. I saw a satellite imagery of the town of Edwardsville. Or maybe it was Mayfield. There's more than one town that was wiped out. They showed the aerial photo of the town, then they showed the aerial photo now. It is not there anymore. It was literally like scattered debris where there used to be buildings. On that Amazon warehouse, by the way, one report I've got right here says that everyone has been accounted for, but 6 of the employees died when the building collapsed. That's six. there. That's 8 at the Candle Factory, maybe up to 16 at the Candle Factory, depending on what they find. The Kentucky governor, Andy Beshear, said today that currently the death toll is, well, this I think this report's out of date now. I think it's up to 80 now. But as of the speech on, oh, that's Monday. I'm sorry. Yep, Monday morning. Yeah, Monday morning. Today's Monday. 64 people confirmed dead. 105 remain unaccounted for. They believe that it's going to be a death toll above 70, maybe even above 80. Folks, this is something else. But I love Governor Beshear's statement. He said in his comments this morning, he said to the people of Western Kentucky, we are not going anywhere. We're going to be with you today. We're going to be with you tomorrow. We're going to be there with you to rebuild. That's exactly what needs to be said in a time like this. You don't start stepping into things like climate change and things that don't matter to people's lives. You tell them, we're going to be here for you, and if you need it, we're going to find a way to do it. That's what leadership needs to be doing right now. I'm going to wrap this segment up after the break, but I'll tell you what, there's a few more things to say on it. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear some firsthand experiences. I've been through several tornadoes. That 2011 tornado, even though it went around my district, we still had a tree on the house that really crushed part of our house, and we had to spend some time having that rebuilt. And I'm sure a lot of people have been through a lot worse. Pray for Kentucky. Pray for the folks who have been through this disaster. Phil Williams, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, Copper, grab the microphone there for a second. Have you ever, your family ever experienced tornadoes, tornado damage? Do you have any experience having gone through that? Well, But you didn't live in Tornado Alley like you do now. I mean, this is, oh, okay, yeah. So it's more rare up there. Down here, we tend to have a season where we almost expect at least something to happen during the season. And I can't remember the year now. Somebody will, but Airport Road in Huntsville just got completely leveled, and that was not far from where my dad and stepmom lived. They lived up on Tannehill at the time, which was, you could see the lights of Airport Road from there. And man, I mean, all those places I used to run around and, right there near Holy Spirit Catholic Church and Trinity United Methodist and others right there in Airport Road just leveled it. And it's amazing what tornadoes would do. Strange stories come out of them too. I remember the story of, one family lived, they had a mobile home. And the mobile home was wiped out, but the dog food in the bowl on their back porch was still sitting there in the bowl, like it hadn't moved. Another lady, I heard a story of her getting out of her car, trying to run to the door, couldn't get the front door unlocked in time, and just had to hunker down there at the front door as she was getting pummeled with debris. And she was wearing a London Fog raincoat, is what I was told. And when she stood up, when it was all over with, there was an outline of her around the door where she had hunkered because the London Fog raincoat had protected her, but the door was like peppered with, debris. And she opened the front door of her house and found that the inside of the house was gone. She was standing basically in front of the front wall. That was all that was left. So if she'd made it inside, it would have been something. But listen, up there in Kentucky, folks, let me give you a few updates. And some of you guys may have some experience with this. You're welcome to call in and talk. We got a few minutes left in this hour before I move to the next thing in the Triple Dipper, 866-494-9866. But I'm sitting here looking at storyline after storyline about what's going on. And, one of the things you have to think about, too, is just the essential services that a community provides. Think about it. Essential services are things like utilities, water and sewer, electricity. For those that have landline phones, there's phone service. And then you've also got to consider the provision of things like trash pickup. Where does it go? The landfill? What if the landfill is destroyed? I mean, I'm sitting here right now looking at an article with the mayor of Mayfield, Kentucky, Mayor Kathy Stewart, Kathy Stewart Onan, said on CBS Morning, she said, "We lost our water tower, so we have no water within the city limits. All the power had to be cut off for safety reasons after all the lines fell. Natural gas has been turned off because of so many leaks, we have no resources. Resources are going to take a long time to be restored here." I mean, can you imagine? Even if you can get it cleared, even if your house didn't get devastated, you may have no water, no power, no heat for your home, no ability to traverse the neighborhood. And it's devastating what happens in some of these. That's Mayfield, Kentucky. The candle factory I've already talked about. Well, the Biden administration did approve a disaster declaration, and apparently President Biden and I believe the First Lady will be touring the damage tomorrow. I do take note of the fact, and I just find this to be just galling, that in the wake of I heard the press conference. President Biden came out, and you know, to his credit, he came out and did a press conference fairly soon after the events of the tornado. And then the first question, I think it was the first question, that some knucklehead reporter asked was, "Do you think this has to do with climate change?" To which he began to respond, "Of course it does. You know, it's a little, you know, we can't say that everything does, but we do believe that it's important to recognize that climate change has an impact upon the weather." Well, come on. This is not the time for your liberal agenda. This is not the time to talk about the Build Back Better plan has plenty of things in there that would deal with climate change so that we could begin to address these. Well, even his FEMA administrator, though, FEMA Emergency Management or Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanne Criswell laid the blame on climate change, according to a report that I've got here off of Fox. The deadly tornado outbreak over the weekend, claiming such disasters will be the new normal from now on. Shut up. I mean, do you have any sense of leadership? Do you have any idea what it means when you walk into someone's disaster place? Do you look around and go, "Well, here we are in our new normal, and we're going to see more of this because the sky is falling"? Well, okay, let's just go ahead and say no. How about no? And I appreciate Governor Beshear, whose comments were simply, "We're going to be there for you. If you need it, we're going to supply it, and we're going to be with you for the long haul." That's what people in this crisis need right now. They don't need political agendas. They don't need Republicans and Democrats. They don't need things like progressive Build Back Better and using this as a poster for what we can get done if we'll just spend more money. Doesn't work that way. Leadership right now says life, limb, and property come first. Reassurance and assets and assistance have to be brought together. Interagency coordination is needed. Put the boots on the ground. Get the work done. You can talk about your agenda some other time. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. You want to call in? We'll still take those calls at the top of the hour, 866-494-9866. We'll be right back.